You're listening to the Driving Confidence Podcast for drivers who want to be calm and confident on the road. We will be sharing tips, stories, and advice to beat driving nerves and anxiety and build your driving confidence. Whether you are just starting out as a learner or have had your driving license for years, if you want to transform how you feel about driving, this podcast is for you.
I think for me, definitely breathing techniques, 100%. I've done it for so long, even before I started doing my training with Exhale. That's what brought me to it, to be honest, was I noticed the power of it, just something so simple as just breathing, just regulating your heart rate, just calming down, not allowing yourself to just become this ball of panic and stress when something comes up that maybe you wasn't expecting. So for me, always breathing. That's definitely where I started from. It's definitely where we always go to. We do sometimes have music on in the car as well. So we use certain music with different types of frequencies, like calming frequencies. So I have been putting that on low in the car, and that seems, people seem to like that.
Yeah, I use music as well occasionally, yeah. And I use the breath as well, Steph. It, like you say, it's very powerful because it brings people out of that fear response, doesn't it? The way that it actually affects the body, the way it affects the nervous system on a biochemical level. It's absolutely fascinating. But also what I find with this awareness is it's really useful for them to just, I call it like checking the weather. Like, what's the weather like? And sometimes they're holding their breath or clenching their shoulders and their jaw, or they're holding the steering wheel so tight they can't even move. They've turned into a robot because they're so tense. But the trouble is, as you just said, the awareness part is the key part, because we so often we're doing these things and we don't realize we're doing it. And I think for us, as well as ADIs, it's useful to have the awareness to observe what's happening. And I'll say to them, well, you know, are we remembering to breathe? Like, oh, sorry. Oh, yes, I'm holding my breath again. Yeah. Oh, yes. I'm clenching again. So, yeah, it's so important, isn't it? The way we feel behind the wheel, that checking the weather, that internal weather pattern. Well, how actually am I feeling today? What has it been like before I got in the car? Because often we don't even really realise what we're bringing with us into the car.
I like that. I like that checking the weather reference. So we use when we get to like traffic lights and stuff, we say reset. Let's just reset. Just like a little jiggle of the shoulders, like you said, with the helmet wheel like that, really tight. Just loosening the fingers. So yeah, but I like checking the weather. That's nice. I like that. I'm going to steal that.
No, go for it. I mean, I don't know about you guys as well, but even for myself and as an ADI, Steph, you know, I have days where I have to check my own weather pattern, and the way I feel, what I'm bringing into the car massively affects the lesson. And I think this is why ADIs would be so well to learn about this, because obviously there's reference to it for their own knowledge and information. It's a good thing, but it's been so massive for me. As an ADI, I'm a much calmer and a much more compassionate driving instructor with mindfulness. I notice when I'm starting to get a little bit tense, or I'm starting to get a little bit frazzled, my patients maybe start to wear thin when I'm starting to feel like that. I might be a bit more shorter than I maybe would want to be. And that's not good either. So I think if we can have this awareness with us as well, that we almost, and the energy, you feel it, you know, it comes off, doesn't it? I know with myself, It permeates, doesn't it, the atmosphere in the car, if one of you is a little bit off.
I would imagine that's quite strong, actually, that you pick up somebody's mood or weather pattern as soon as they get in the car. And it is really important to acknowledge that that works both ways. So students are going to pick up their driving instructor's mood, and driving instructors are going to pick up their students' mood. So I would imagine that's a really good way to start any lesson, actually, is to, before a lesson, check in. How am I? How am I feeling? And how is that going to affect my moods, my emotions, and my driving behaviour? And my driving decisions.
Absolutely.
Definitely. I think because we're in such a small, confined space as well in a car. In some of my training, we learned that your nervous system actually does connect with others that are close to you. So I think if we get in the car, like in that state, it's definitely going to transfer through to the people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And they won't even know why necessarily and think, why am I having an off day?
Nah.
Yeah.
You know, I'd say for the ADIs that I teach, it's like you almost filter this through like by osmosis. It's a funny thing, isn't it? Teaching mindfulness, it's very experiential. You have to do it, don't you? It's a bit like yoga. You can't really teach it in a technical sense, that you've got to do it to really appreciate it. And I think it filters through by osmosis, definitely the way we feel. It's that, and like you say, it is a very confined space and it's very, I can feel it. And I'm very sensitive to energies and stuff. And when people get in the car, I can feel it and I'll say, wow, you know, it's, I can feel when the energy has gone softened, you know, and I saw that feels, that's better, isn't it? And they say, oh yeah, that's better.
I'm just going to jump in here to let you know about our Drive Calm journal. We've created a 12-week prompt journal to support our listeners to take action and improve driving confidence. The journal includes questions, prompts and exercises to create an action plan and an opportunity for reflection afterwards. Search Drive Calm on Amazon to take a look. We hope it helps. Thank you for listening. Find out about the different ways that you can work with us on our website, www.confidentdrivers.co.uk, and begin to transform the way you feel about driving.